many years ago, we saw three of those people on the top row beside me. We saw them in Hong Kong.
许多年前呢，我在这个图片上前排的，我见到其中三个人是在香港见他们。
All my old friends.
都是我的老朋友。
It's good to see some old friends today too.
今天呢也是很高兴见到一些老朋友。
So good morning. My name is Zach Jones.
早晨好，我名字是扎克琼斯。
Clicking this or somebody else? Some of you know me, but many of you do not.
有些人可能认识我，但也有人不认识我。
I attended this church from 2000 to 2004.
从2000年到04年，我来这个教会。
I even served as youth minister for 2 years.
我在这边呢做儿童事工做了两年。
I have a lot of fun memories in this place.
在这地方我有很多很好的回忆。
A lot of things have changed since back then.
在那以后很多事儿都叫有变化。
Back then we had the side building.
那个时候我们旁边有一个另外一个建筑。
It was a little scary to go into.
那个地方要去还是挺可怕的。
But the youth group had lots of fun over there.
但是在那儿还是有很多好玩的事儿。
Back then, Carol Mama made everybody laugh and kept us in line.
那个时候Carol 妈妈总是让我们很高兴，什么事情都井井有条。
She kept everyone smiling.
她让每个人都笑。
She did the same thing this morning. I was so happy to see her.
今天早晨，她还是让我笑，我非常高兴今天早晨。
Since we have so many new people that I don't know here, I'd like to start with a short introduction.
既然这里面也有很多朋友我还不认识，我做一个简单的自我介绍。
My wife Hannah and 2 daughters, Abby and Haley, are here.
我太太哈拿还有两个女儿艾比和黑莉都在这儿。
We are Southern Baptist missionaries.
我们是从南浸信会的宣教士。
Like I said, I have a lot of fun memories here at this church.
像我说的，我在这个教会有很多的美好回忆。
After I graduated A&M, I thought I'd make College Station my home.
当时我从A&M 毕业以后，我以为我会在这地方安家。
But God had other plans for me.
但神呢对我有别的计划。
After I worked for 2 years at College Station, I went overseas.
我在这个大学城工作了两年之后呢，我就去海外传教了。
Serving 2 years overseas, God called me to do full-time mission work.
所以在海外宣教两年以后。神就呼召我做全职传道了。
So I came back home and I met my wife at Fort Worth.
所以我回到美国呢，那个在沃斯堡 ，Fort Worth 和我太太呢初次见面。
We were both studying at seminary.
那时候我们都在神学院一起学习。
After we graduated from there, we went overseas.
在我们神学院毕业以后，我们就去海外了。
Our children were born over there.
我们的孩子们都是在海外出生。
So what is it that we do?
所以我们做什么呢?
We've been with the International Mission Board for 17 years now.
所以我们是一直是在和国际宣教部一起合作17年。
We've done a variety of jobs like evangelism and discipleship of college students.
我们做了很多事儿，比如说是在大学生中间传福音，然后门徒训练。
After our children were born, we started doing family ministries, and then we started helping out with local church ministry team ministries.
在我们孩子出生以后呢，我们做一些家庭的辅导，也有给当地的教会服事。
Our last, some of the things that we're doing now is theological education.
过去这些年，我们做了很多神学上的教育。
Our work has led us to learn both Chinese and Japanese.
所以在我们的工作中我们学了既学了中文就学了日语。
Currently we're working in Tokyo. We've been there for 4 years.
目前我们在东京工作已经在那边服侍四年了。
We partner with a variety of churches in Tokyo, like Chinese church, Japanese church, Korean church. We have lots of different partners.
我们和当地的很多教会都有合作，包括有华人教会、日本人教会、韩国人教会。
Recently, we had a very interesting American church called Acts 2. If anyone has heard of that, it's a big Asian American church in America.
最近呢，我们也和在那边有一个很有意思的美国人教会，叫使徒二教会，在那边合作。
So that church came to Tokyo to help us with our work.
所以那个教会呢，就来到东京帮我们一起服侍。
Since we started a new job in Japan, we spent a lot of time learning Japanese.
在那儿我们花了很多时间学日语。
After this last 4 years, we also taught 2 years worth of theology classes in Japan.
所以在过去这四年中呢，我们也花了2年时间去讲神学，开展学神学课程。
Last November, we had our first five graduates.
所以去年的11月份，第一次我们有了最初的5个毕业生。
We are excited about what the Lord is doing in Japan.
对于神在日本的作为，我们感到非常的兴奋。
Last year, I went to a pastor's conference in downtown Tokyo.
去年呢，我去到东京市中心的一个牧师会议。
It was mainly Chinese pastors, Japanese pastors, and a couple of Korean pastors.
那些参与会议的牧师主要是中国人牧师、华人牧师、日本人牧师和韩国人牧师。
I was the only Caucasian in the room.
我是唯一的白人。
They were either speaking Japanese, translating into Chinese, or Chinese translating into Japanese.
他们要不然说日语翻译成汉语，或者是汉语翻译成日语。
Even though I'd already studied Japanese for 2 years.Listening to the Chinese was so much easier than the Japanese part.
即便到那时候我已经学了日语2年了，但是听中文还是对我来讲更容易很多。
The impetus of the conference was those three countries, Japan, China, Korea, working together for the gospel in Japan.
所以那个会议的原动力呢，就是说这三个这个教会啊，三种教会。日本教会、华人教会、韩国教会在一起在日本做事工。
If you know a little bit about the church history in East Asia, China and Korea have had big revivals, and now these pastors are working together for the revival in Japan.
所以你要熟悉在东亚的教会历史的话呢，你知道在中国和韩国都发生过大的复兴。现在呢，我们做的是。希望在这个三个教会呢，联合起来，希望在日本也有一次大的复兴。
God has a plan for His church.
神对他的教会呢有计划。
He has a plan for you and for me.
他也对你对我都有计划。
Do you know what that plan is for your life?
你知道你自己的个人生命中的计划吗
？Do you know what your life purpose is?
你知道你生命的目的吗？
Please think about that question. Do you know what your life purpose is?
请考虑一下这个问题，你是不是知道你生活的目标？
This brings us to the passage of scripture this morning.
这个把我们带到今天早晨要分享的经文。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 and 5.
这就是以弗所书第二章的第一和第五节。
The book of Ephesians was written by the apostle Paul, and it was mainly written to the church in Ephesus was mainly Gentile Christians.
以弗所书呢是使徒保罗写的，主要是写给住在以弗所的外邦基督徒们。
So Paul wrote the book of Ephesians around AD 60 or AD 62, and he wrote it to Gentile Christians.
所以保罗写这个是在 which year?
60,
就是主后60到62年左右。
And Paul had spent a lot of time in Ephesus, more than 2 years in Ephesus during his second and third missionary journey.
所以保罗在以弗所花了很多时间，超过两年时间，是在他的第二次和第三次宣教之旅中间。
And the church or the city of Ephesus was a major hub of commerce during that time.
所以那个时候以弗所呢是一个主要的商业中心。
The book of Ephesians can be divided into two parts, chapters 1 through 3 and chapters 4, 5 and 6.
所以这个以弗所书这本书呢可以分成两部分，前一部分是第一二三章，然后四五六章是第二部分。
The first half, chapters 1 through 3, focus on God's grace to his people.
所以前一半呢主要是强调神对他的子民的恩典。
And the last half focuses on the people of God, Christians, working together in unity.
所以后一半呢是强调神的子民就是基督徒们呢合一的工作。
We've already read the verses on the screen, but you can read along with me as I read Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 5.
所以我们今天已经读过，但这时候有可能话和我再读一遍以弗所书第二章的第一节和第五节。
If you're on your screen, on your phone, on your device, you can read along with me.
对，你可以读这个屏幕上如果有的话，或者读你的圣经或者电子设备上。
Ephesians 2, 1 and 5.
以弗所书二章一和五节。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Even when we were dead in our sins, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
In verse 1, Paul says, "You were dead in your trespasses and sin."
所以第一节的时候，保罗说，你们在你们的过犯和罪恶之中已经死了。
What does it mean to be dead in your sins?
这里面说你死在最终是什么意思呢？
Before you become a Christian, you are spiritually dead.
其实在你变成基督徒以前，你是在灵性中死亡的状态。
So we are alive physically, but spiritually dead.
所以那个时候，尽管我们肉身是活着的，但我们的灵性上是死亡状态。
So everyone in this room, we are physically alive, andYour spiritual state is one of two conditions, spiritually alive or spiritually dead.
所以对于我们在座的每一个人，当然我们肉体上都是活着的，但从灵命上来讲，你只有这两种状态其中一个，要不然你是灵性上死的，要不然你就灵性上活着的。
A spiritually dead person is without true hope and doesn't know their life's true purpose.
所以一个灵命上死了的人，他是没有一个真正的盼望，他也不知道人生的真正意义是什么。
A spiritually dead person is separated from God, even though Acts 17:27 says God is not far from us.
所以一个属灵上死的人是和神分别的，就是分离的。即便使徒行传17:27说过神离我们每个人不远。
So the idea of death according to scriptures means separation.
所以根据圣经呢，死的意义呢就是分离。
I've heard someone explain that there are three types of separation or three types of death.
我听有人跟我解释说有三种死亡的状态。
The first type is a physical death.
所以第一种死是指的肉体上的死亡。
This happens when we die.
这个我们每个人死的时候这就发生了。
We're separated from those that we love.
那个等肉身死的时候，我们和我们爱的人就分离了。
The second type is a spiritual death.
所以第二种死呢是灵性上的死亡。
This is the separation of your spirit or your soul from your body.
所以这里面指的是你的灵魂的分别和造
separate from your creator.
是指你的灵魂和造物主他的分离。
This is happens before.You acknowledge Jesus as your Savior.
所以在你承认耶稣是你的救主之前，你就是处于这种属灵的死亡状态。
So although our body has life, our spirit are in darkness.
在这种状态下，尽管我们的身体是活着的，但我们的灵性是死亡的。
But from the moment we are saved, that spiritual death ends.
所以从我们得救那一刻起，这个属灵的死亡就结束了这种状态。
So everyone in this room, everyone in the world experiences spiritual death at some point in their life.
所以这样来讲，我们在座的每一位或者全世界上的每一个人，在某种时候都经历过属灵的死亡状态。
But as Christians, we experience the end of that spiritual death.
作为基督徒呢，我们属灵状态呢结束了，在我们接受耶稣做救主的时候。
My spiritual death, separation from God, ended at age 16 when I asked Jesus to be Lord of my life.
所以在我16岁的时候接受了耶稣基督作为我的个人救主，在那一刻起，我的属灵的分离，就属灵的死亡，就结束了。
The last type of separation that I want to talk about is eternal death.
所以第三种，最后一种死亡的状态，我想讨论的就是永恒的死亡。
This final separation of the body and soul from God for eternity.
这就是指我们的灵魂和神分离，但这种分离是永恒的分离。
If we pass away, or if we die before acknowledging Jesus as Lord and Savior, then we will be separated from God for eternity.
这就是如果我们是肉体上死亡，在肉体死亡之前没有接受耶稣基督做救主，那么我们就和神是永远的分开了。
So, as Christians, this eternal death can be most troubling for people.
所以作为基督徒呢，对基督徒而言呢，这种永恒的死亡呢是最让人困扰的。
Knowing that some people will be separated from God, separated from us for eternity.
因为我们会知道我们身边的有些人呢，有这个可能性会永久的、永恒的和神分离了。
So, some people don't think about it, but God has given every person eternity.
所以有些人可能不去想这件事儿，但是呢，其实神给了每一个人都给了那个永恒的生命。
Some people will spend eternity with God. Some people will spend eternity separate from God.
所以有的人呢，他的永恒呢是和神同在的永恒；有的人的永恒呢是和神分离的永恒。
But fortunately, God has provided a way for us to be with Him.
当然很幸运的是，神给了我们一个方法。这样有这个方法，借着这个方法，我们就可以和神享受永恒的同在。
So when Paul says you are dead in your trespasses and sin, he's talking about part number two, spiritually dead in your sins.
所以当保罗在这个里面讲到你们在过犯和罪恶中死去的时候，他指的是第二种死亡，就是属灵上的死亡。
Now, everyone starts their life in this state.
所以每一个人在刚生下来的时候都属于这种状态。
And people in this condition have a lot of different appearances.
所以在这种状态下的人有很多他们不一样的个人经历。
Some people live in this state a long time.
所以有些人在处于这种状态很长时间。
The scary part, the longer we stay in this condition, the easier it is for us to keep staying in this condition.
所以有个让人一个可怕的事实，就是我们在这种属灵死亡状态上待的时间越长，我们就越容易待得更长。
In either case, whether you're a young person or an elderly person, it takes an act of God to set you free from this spiritual death.
所以呢，不管你现在是年长年幼呢，都是神的作为，让你和这个属灵死亡状态呢从中间呢活过来。
So how does this miracle take place?
所以这个神迹是怎么发生啊？
How does the act of salvation come to one person's life?
所以神的这个救赎是怎么来到一个人的生命中里呢？
How is a person saved and forgiven of their sin?
所以一个人是怎么样被得救，又被从他的罪里面呢被赦免呢？
It's at that time when a person moves from spiritually dead to spiritually alive.
是那样，是不是？是从一个人是从这个灵性上的死亡到灵性上的得救吗？
This is a pretty amazing event.
这是一个非常奇妙的事件。
But some people are very confused. How does this happen to someone's heart?
所以有些人呢就在对这个事情不是很清楚，说这怎么发生在我们身上的。
So today as we look at scripture, I want you to think about this with me. God gives us lots of examples. How does a person move from being spiritually dead to being spiritually alive?
所以今天呢也是借着今天的经文，我想你和我们一起去想一想啊，到底是神是怎么让我们从属灵上的死亡到了属灵上的复活。
Many of you know verses, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. It says, For grace you have been saved through faith.
很多人都熟悉以弗所书二章八节，说是因为你是你的得救是本乎恩。
Romans chapter 10 verse 17
罗马书十章十七节
says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
说到可是信道是从听道来的，听道又是从基督的话来的。
So what does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
It means there's a huge benefit to hear God's word.
这是说听神的话语有一个巨大的好处。
So when we read God's word, we can hear it.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们可以听到神的话。
It enters into our mind, and then we want it to go to our heart.
它先进到了我们的思想里面，然后进到我们的心里面。
Jesus warns us that there are many people who have ears, but they don't hear.
神呢也警告说，很多人呢是似乎是听到了，但是没有听进去。
He's talking about people who have the chance to hear about the gospel, but they don't receive it.
他是讨论一种情况，就有些人是听到了福音，但是没有真听到心里去。
This happens really often.
这个还是很经常发生的。
We want people to hear the word of God, we want it to go to their heart.
我们是想让人们听到神的话语呢，而且也进到他们心里去。
We want God's word to have generate a seed of faith in our life.
我们也想让神的话语在每个人的心里面呢，播下一个种子。
And as a Christian, we want that seed to grow.
作为基督徒，我们想让那颗种子呢，就是成长。
We spend a lot of time overseas. We've heard a lot of different people. Talk about this.
我们花了很多时间在海外施工，我们也听到很多人讨论这件事。
There's a lot of people who have no idea about the good news of Jesus.
所以很多人都不知道，耶稣的好消息是什么。
Many people are taught to put their faith in the government.
所以有的人他们讨论他们的信心的时候，是讨论他们对于政府的信心。
Or in people, or in money.
或对于人们的信心，或者对于钱的信心。
I've heard many, many people say, "We can do this by ourselves. I believe in myself."
我听过很多很多人都这样说，我们自己能把这事做成，我们相信我们自己。
Many people have never heard the name of Jesus.
还有很多人就从来没听到过耶稣的名字。
Even recently, I heard someone say, "I don't know Jesus."
即便很最近，我还听到一个人说，我不知道耶稣。
It still surprises me because I grew up in America. I think everybody has the chance to hear Jesus. But it still surprises me.
所以听到那个还是让我很惊讶，因为我生长在美国，在美国每个人都听说过耶稣。
Once I asked a bright young college student, "Do you know Jesus?"
有一次我问一个很聪明的年轻的大学生，你听说过耶稣吗？
Have you heard the name Jesus?
你听过耶稣的名吗？
She answered.I don't know Jesus, but Joanna lives at the university. She teaches English.
她说我不知道Jesus耶稣是谁，我知道 Joanna, 她就在我们这个大学里面讲课。
Let me tell you, there are many people who never heard the name of Jesus and God's good news.
所以我告诉你，真的还有很多人从来没听说过耶稣的名，也不知道神的好消息。
Now we live in Japan. It's a free country.
所以我们住在日本，日本是一个自由的国度。
People are free to go to church if they want to.
人们只要想去，可以随便的去教会，去教堂。
The Japanese people, they have a desire to worship something.
日本人总是有一个这种意愿，愿意去崇拜什么样什么东西。
Most Japanese people, they worship their work.
大部分日本人崇拜他们的自己的工作。
Or they worship doing right by the culture.
或者他们就是崇拜做那些他们的文化上认为是对的事情。
Other people worship what pleasure, what makes them feel good.
也有人呢是崇拜崇尚享乐，不管什么能让他们觉得舒服。
So whatever makes them happy, they really work hard to do that.
不管什么让他们高兴，他们就努力地为着那个事 来做事。
But often these people, just like many Americans, they don't take time to hear the good news.
通常是这些人像美国人一样，他不去花很多时间去听这个福音。
My friend Ryu, he is one of these people.
我的朋友于也属于这样的一类人。
Super smart young man, he's a computer science major, he's going to grad school.
非常聪明，本科是学的计算机，要去上研究生院了。
Recently, I asked him if he knew about Jesus, and he said, "I don't know that."
最近我问他你知道耶稣吗？他说我不知道。
He didn't know Jesus and Christ were the same person.
他不知道耶稣和基督是指的同一个人。
He barely knew the story of Adam and Eve.
他只是勉强知道一点点亚当和夏娃的故事。
But I had a chance to share with him the gospel, the Bible story, in detail.
但我有个机会是很详细的和他分享。圣经的故事。
But many people just like Ryu haven't had a chance to hear the gospel.
所以很多人就像这个雨一样，他没有机会听到福音。
Tokyo has 40, almost 40 million people.
东京几乎有四千万人口。
Everywhere we go, there's people.
你不管走哪儿都是人。
They're all around us.
他们哪儿都是。
So whether you're at Walmart or whether we are on the train going 180 miles an hour, there's people all around us.
所以你不管是去沃尔玛，你还是坐在一个一小时可以开180迈的这个列车上，到处是人。
All these people need a chance to hear the gospel.
所以这些人呢，都有一个 ，sorry， 你说 you
have all of these people need to hear the gospel.
Thank you. 所以所有这些人都需要一个机会去听到福音。
So let's get back to what it means to be dead in our sin.
所以再回到刚才我讨论的，死亡是什么意义？
I said earlier, everyone is one of two conditions.
所以我说过，每一个人都生活在这两种状态的其中之一。
Spiritually dead or spiritually alive.
灵性上死了或者灵性上活着。
Moving from spiritually dead to spiritually alive state is the most important decision you will ever make in your life.
所以你生活中最重要的一个决定呢，就是从灵性上死亡move 的就是换到灵性上活着这个状态。
You often hear about this decision as being saved or salvation.
你可能经常听到过这个词说被救了或者救恩。
It's really important that we understand this process, even though it's simple, it's the most important decision.
所以尽管这个事儿很简单，但还是非常重要，我们去理解这个过程。
Because it's simple.Sometimes our minds get distracted and we think about other things than what is the most important thing.
所以因为它很简单，但是往往我们的这个思想被很多别的事占据了，我们就没有再花时间想这个重要的事。
Even now, some of you might be distracted by many things.
即便现在就这个时刻，你可能还被别的事情分散注意力。
Some of you might be thinking, why did the Aggies lose yesterday to Texas in baseball?
你可能还在正在想着这个 Texas A&M 这个大学的这个棒球。Yeah,
Some people might be thinking, what's for lunch?
有些人在想中午吃啥。
Some people might be thinking, is the stock market going to go back up?
有些人还在想呀，这股市会什么时候会回去
？Will Bitcoin get to 100,000 again?
那 Bitcoin 比特币是不是还能再回到十万块钱？
I, for one, for 16 years, sat in the church, learning, but never understanding the gospel.
所以我就是这样的。我前面的最初生活在16年在教会里面，但是呢，我并没有真正的理解福音。
So I knew about God, I knew about the Bible stories, but Jesus was not my Lord.
所以那个时候我知道神，我也知道圣经里的事儿，但那个时候耶稣并不真的是我的生命中的主。
At 16, I was tired of being empty inside, and I made Jesus Lord of my life.
在我十六岁的时候，我是真的是，因为心灵的空虚而非常的感觉的疲累，我就接受了耶稣做我的救主。
I remember clearly. I said, God, I know what the Bible says. Now I want to make the Bible my authority in my life.
所以我现在还记得很清楚，当时我说，神啊，我知道圣经里说的事儿，但是现在呢，我想让这些话呢，真的变成我的主宰。
Immediately, my heart had, my life had purpose. I was going to do what the Bible told me to do.
所以马上啊，立刻我的生命就有在那个事以后，我的生命马上就有了意义。
That's what a Christian is.
这就是基督徒的意义。
A Christian is someone committed to be like Christ.
所以基督徒呢，就是有一个人他愿意委身去像耶稣一样活着。
So the word Christian, I know this is hard to translate. The word Christian made up of two parts, Christ and IAN.
Yeah, 我知道这可能不容易翻译，但是基督徒呢，这个英文词呢是两个部分合成的，一部分是基督，另外一个是个词缀 ，IAN。
IAN means to be like.
这个英语的词缀。IAN 呢，就是指的啊，去像这个东西。
You can see some examples on the board. They're musician to like music or to be like music. Vegetarian to be like someone who likes vegetables. I like meat, by the way. Barbarian to be like barbaros, which is like the Greek word for meaning Babel.
就给大家几个例子，就是有这个 IAN 做词缀的例子。它的意思是要不然就是你像什么，要不然你就是喜欢什么。比如说音乐家他用的这个词缀家他就是指的我喜欢音乐有这个素食者这个词也是用的同样的词缀他是指的我就喜欢吃素食但其实我更喜欢吃肉还有这个野蛮人这里面这个词缀人呢他最初指的就是说话就那种咿咿呀呀说不清楚是指的是野蛮人
So Christian means to be like Christ
所以作为基督徒呢这个徒意思就是我们像基督
That's our goal, right?
这是我们的目标对吧
To be like Christ
就是像基督一样活着
That's why we came to church this morning, right?
这是为什么我们今天早上来教会的目的对不对
Now wait, let me pause If you think about it That's not exactly why some of us came to church this morning
在这儿你可能稍微停一下你仔细想一想这也可能不是就是所有每一个人来教会并不是都是为了这个目的
If we are honest we have different reasons for coming to church this morning
如果我们再诚实一点我们来教会呢是有不一样的目的的
Some of us say I came to church because my wife told me to come
比如有些人说我来教会是因为我太太要求我来的
Or my mom and dad told me to come
或者我的爸爸妈妈要我来的
Some people come to church because their friends are here.
So 有的人来教会是因为他的朋友们在这儿。
Some people say, I feel good at church.
所以有的人说我来这儿我感觉舒服。
These are all reasons, possible reasons to be at church this morning.
这都是所有不一样的原因人们来教会。
Some of these are good reasons.
有些是好原因。
But they're not the right reason.
但它不是这正确的原因。
That's the scary part about being in the Christian culture.
这也是这个基督文化里面的基督文化里面一个很让人害怕的地方
Sometimes it confuses people with good things versus the right thing
所以有的时候人们呢就把两件事混淆了好事情和对的事情
Now don't get me wrong coming to church all the time for whatever reason usually eventually will lead to a good result
所以别误解我哈不管你什么原因来教会只要你来最终还是会导致会把你带到一个好的结果去
At some point you will hear the gospel, it'll go to your heart, and you can make the right decision.
所以在时间到了，你就听到了这个福音，就会进到你心里，你就会做出正确的选择。
But the right reason to come to church is to worship God.
但是来教会最正确的原因就是来崇拜神。
So choose Jesus today.
所以呢，今天你就选择耶稣。
Come to church to worship God.
来教会来一起崇拜神。
And of course,You're going to get some of the blessings about being with your family, having better family relationships, having good times with your friends, maybe some good food. We used to have fellowship every week over there in the side building. And people came to church for different reasons, but the right reason is to worship.
Yeah, 当然我们来教会呢有各种各样的原因最重要的最正确的原因呢是崇拜神但在这以外神还是给了你其他的很多的祝福比如说你在这儿来教会呢你会有更和谐的家庭关系啊你也可以和朋友们相处的愉快啊你甚至可以享受很好的午餐啊我们曾经是经常在这个教会一起享受午餐
So being dead in our sins doesn't always look bad on the outside
所以在过犯中死亡呢，从外目来看，不一定真的看起来很糟糕。
It's often disguised, especially when you're in a Christian culture.
所以经常呢，它是被隐藏起来了， 尤其是在如果你生活在一个基督教文化里面，它是被伪装起来的。
So let's talk about the second part of the verse today, talking about being alive together with Christ.
所以今天我们现在来讨论这个经文的第二部分，就是和基督一起生活。
This is a very exciting topic throughout Scripture.
这个在这个整个所有经文里面，这是非常让人兴奋的一部分。
How are we made alive together with Christ?
所以我们怎么能和耶稣一起生活？
This is referring to Christ's resurrection and a spiritual birth.
这也是指的耶稣的重生，也是指的我们在属灵上的重生。
Let's take a moment and look at some examples in Scripture about the power of the Word of God making us alive in Christ.
所以让我们也花点时间看看在圣经里面的一些例子，在这里面看到神话语的大能可以把人带到生命里去。
So, as I said earlier, we are saved by faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God.
所以像我刚才说过的，我们是靠着因着借着信心得救，然后呢，这个信心呢是来自于神的话。
The power of the word of God, the word of God has power to bring life.
所以神的话语呢，是有这个大能带来生命。
It has the power to make a spiritually dead person spiritually alive.
所以这个神的话语就有这个大能，让在从前在属灵上是死的人，现在进到属灵上的有生命。
John chapter 1 verses 1 through 3 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him.Nothing was made that was made.
所以约翰福音呢，第一章一到三节就说太初有道，这道就是话的意思，道与神同在，道就是神。这里，这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So the word of God being Jesus, the Son of God, was in the beginning.
所以神的话呢，就是耶稣，所以在太初的时候，最初的时候就已经有神的话，就有耶稣了。
This passage lets us know that when God spoke the world into existence, Jesus was there, and it was through His Word that life was enacted into us.
所以这个也让这段经文也让我们知道，在神呢在神在最初的时候呢，借着他的话语创造世界的时候，那个时候耶稣就已经存在了。是接着因着耶稣就接着神的话呢，使万物是产生了万物。
He said, "Let there be life," and there was light.
神说要有光，所以就有了光。
Let there be land, and there was land.
神的话说要有土地，就有了土地了。
Let there be plants and animals, and there was plants and animals and people.
神说呢要有植物、动物还有人，那这些就都发生了。
Bible says that God breathed and spoke.To dirt, and it became a human.
神说呢，神呢是借着他的呼吸，借着他的话，就把泥土变成了人。
That's the power of the Word of God to bring life out of dead.
所以就是这样，就是神话语的大能，能够把死的东西变成活物。
God's Word brings and generates God's Word brings change and generates life.
所以神的话呢会带来改变，也产生生命。
But this is just the beginning, the first example in the Bible.
所以这只是一个开始，这是第一圣经里面的第一个例子。
God's word continues to bring life throughout Scripture.
所以在这个经文里面呢，神的话呢有很多这样的例子，神的话带来生命。
There are probably many other examples, but if we skip forward 3,500 years to the example of Ezekiel.
所以肯定还有很多别的例子，但我们这儿呢，先一下跳3500年，然后先看看那个以西结的故事。
God tells Ezekiel, "Speak to these dry bones that are on the ground."
所以神呢给这个以西结说，你跟这些在地上的这些骸骨枯骨说话。
Ezekiel says, "Oh, dry bones." He's speaking the word of God. "Oh, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord."
所以以西结呢就对这些枯骨说话，说的是神说，说枯骨，这是神说的话。
If you've never read the story, read it sometime. It's pretty interesting.
如果你以前还从没读过这个故事，你读一读，非常有意思。
The word of God brought life to these dry bones.
所以神的话呢，就把这些就带给就给这在这些枯骨上面带来了生命。
That's an amazing event.
这是一个非常了不起的事情。
So just as Ezekiel spoke to these dry bones.I'm saying to you,
就像以西当时以西结怎么跟枯骨说话，我今天也同样跟你们说话。
O people, hear the word of the Lord.
人们听听神的话。
Let him bring life into your soul.
让神的话把生命带到你的灵魂里去。
He has a purpose and he has a plan for your life.
这儿是神的对你生命的旨意，这是神对你生命的计划。
Let's see another example of the power of the word of God.
哎，我们再看另外一个例子来讲述神话语的大能。
If you jump forward through history 500 years more,
我们再往前跳500年。
We find Lazarus, Jesus's friend. He's dead in a tomb.
我们讲讲耶稣的朋友拉撒路的故事。那个时候他已经死了，被放在坟墓里面。
He was Mary Martha's brother.
他是Mary 的兄弟。玛丽和马大的兄弟。
In John chapter 11, it says that he was in the tomb 4 days dead.
约翰福音十一章说，他当时在坟墓里已经四天了。
When Jesus said, "Open the tomb," they were worried it would smell.
当耶稣给这人旁边的人说，把拉撒路的坟墓打开，别的人都很担心这个尸臭味。
When Jesus spoke, he said, "Lazarus, come out."
当耶稣给对着坟墓喊。拉撒路走出来。
Do you know what happened?
你知道什么发生了吗？
Yeah, he came out.
他走出来了。
But let's think about it. Let's add some details.
让我们想一想，再加一点细节。
Let's imagine it. There was a tomb.
想象有一个坟墓。
The stone blocking it was moved away.
这个墓穴的门口的大石头被挪走了。
Now there's a hole in the side of the hill.
那这是在山上的墓穴里面，这是个大的墓洞。
Jesus spoke, Lazarus, come out.
耶稣对着这个墓洞就说：“拉撒路，出来。”
The voice of Jesus reached the dead body.
所以耶稣的话呢，就到达了这个死尸这。
And what happened? Life re-entered Lazarus' body.
怎么发生了呢？耶稣的话呢，就把这个生命带到了这个身体。
The word of God brought Lazarus out of that tomb.
所以是这个主的话把拉撒路呢又复活了。
He was probably dressed like a mummy.
他那时候穿的很可能像一个木乃伊一样。
According to scripture, many people believed.
根据经文，当时很多人看了以后就信了耶稣。
They had heard the word of God and they believed in the power.
他们听到了神的话，他们也信了神的大能。
From that point, they had faith in their heart.
从那个时候，在他们心里就有了信仰。
But other people, the scripture says, they refused to believe.
但是根据同样经文也说过，还有一些别的人看到这些，他们还是不相信。
They went away and they were still spiritually dead.
他们走开了，但他们还是仍然生活在属灵死亡的状态里。
So they had ears, but they didn't hear.
虽然他们有耳朵，但是他们没有真的听见。
Don't be one of those people.
不要像那些人一样。
Let God's word change you.
让神的话改变你。
Let him change you not only today, but every day.
让神的话语不光只是今天改变你，而是每一天都改变你。
So we've seen the power of the word of God through creation and through the dry bones in Ezekiel.
所以借着神的创造，借着以西结对枯骨的说话，我们看到神话语的大能。
We saw it with Lazarus in the tomb.
我们也看到了神话语的大能在拉撒路身上。
If we go further in history in the New Testament, we have one more passage that illuminates the power of the Word of God.
我们沿着这个圣经的时间线再往前看，我们还有一个例子讲神话语大能。
One of my favorite books in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 1 says,
这是我在圣经里面我最喜欢的一卷书，希伯来书第一章这样说。
Long ago, at many times and in many ways,God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, like Ezekiel and Elijah. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by his son, Jesus, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the world. There it is again, Jesus created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And the very last part here says, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
以西结书之后神既在古时借着众先知包括刚才说的以西结还有以利亚借着众先知多次多方的小谕列祖就在这末世借着他儿子小谕我们又早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造诸世界他是神荣耀所发的光辉是神本体的真相常用他全能的命令托住万有。
So if you look at the Greek word for upholds, in English it says upholds the word by the word of his power. The Greek word is in the completed ongoing tense.
所以你要看当时这里面的这个希腊原文，它用到这个词 uphold 就是托住万有，托住这个词当时用的时态是完成进行时。
Means the action is completed, but he's still doing it.
他说的是这件这个事这个举动呢。 这个举动已经完成了，但还在继续。
There's an old pastor, John Piper. He once said about this passage. He said, "If Jesus were to stop speaking, the world would stop existing."
有一个老牧师John Piper，他曾经说过，如果神的话停止了，那么这个世界也就停止了。
So right now, he is upholding the universe by the word of his power.
所以现就是现在。 这神的话呢，正在托住我们的世界，就是宇宙。
So in the beginning, when God created the world, the universe, by speaking it into existence,
在开始的时候，神通过他的话创造了这个世界万有。
His word brought life to people, and is still bringing life to people.
所以那个时候，他的话语呢，把生命带到了人，带给了人。到今天，他的话语仍然会把生命带给人。
So here's a short prayer that we can all remember.
这样是一个很短的祷告，我们谁都能记着。Lord
Jesus, please don't stop speaking life into your creation.
所以，主耶稣啊，请不要停止说话，把生命带给我们。Rejuvenate
me. Let me hear your word and accomplish your purpose in my life.
再给我加力，让我能听到你的话语，然后让我能行按你的旨意啊。After
Jesus resurrected, we've celebrated Easter. Recently, after Jesus resurrected, he went to heaven.
所以，我们最近刚庆祝了复活节。在耶稣呢复活以后，他就升天了。Bible
says he sits at the Father's right hand.
圣经说他现在坐在他父神的右手。Have
you ever thought what's he doing up there?
你想过吗？他在那儿干嘛呢？
Well, besides upholding the universe by the word of his power, he is interceding. He is praying for us.
所以除了托住万有，耶稣呢现在在为我们代求。Romans
8:34 says he is praying for us.
所以罗马书8:24节说耶稣正在为我们代求。According
to the book of Hebrews, Jesus is our great high priest.
所以根据希伯来书，耶稣呢是一个大祭司。He's
the only mediator between God and man.
他是在神和人之间的唯一的中保。As
a sinful person, we do not want to be face to face with the holiness of God.
作为一个普通人，我们并不想和这么神圣的神，这么圣洁的神面对面。Bible
says God is angry with sin.
圣经里说，神对于罪这件事儿是非常的愤怒。
But Jesus stands in between God and his wrath and us.
所以耶稣呢就是站在神和神的愤怒还有在我们和我们中间。He's
our shield and our defender.
他也是我们的盾牌，也是为我们保护我们的保护者。We
need God's help to be right with God and to be holy.
我们需要神的这个，我们需要神的工作，能够我们才能做正确的事情，是做圣洁的事情。
When we sin, the Holy Spirit is in our heart telling us, you sinned.
当我们有了过犯，我们心里面的圣灵呢会提醒我们 你过犯了。
So that we can confess and get right with God.
所以呢，我们这个时候就可以悔改，我们可以在神面前认错悔改。
So Jesus' job as a mediator, he's sitting at the right hand of God, and when God sees our sin, Jesus says, "That one's mine. I died for that one."
所以耶稣呢，作为人神的中保呢，他坐在神的右边。当我们犯罪的时候，耶稣就跟神说：“说这个人是属于我的，我已经替他的罪、替他的过犯死了。”
As a sinner, when God sees sin, he should just the holiness of God should just obliterate people. But Jesus is our shield, right?
所以作为罪人呢，本来因着神的公义，因着神的圣洁，他应该毁灭我们这些罪人。但是耶稣呢，是做了我们的盾牌。If
you're a father in this room, if your children do something wrong, you get that feeling of anger, and you feel like, why are they doing this? Why do they do this again and again and again? At least I do.
如果你是个父亲的话呢，有时候你因为你的孩子不停的做错事，还是一遍一遍的重复这个错事，你会觉得很生气啊！我也是这样感觉。Sometimes
I feel like I want to blow up, right? But God is infinitely more upset with our sin.
所以有些人可能觉得这作为父亲马上就要爆炸了，但神呢也是这样，他是公义的神，他确实是容不得这个罪。
But when that happens, if we're a Christian, Jesus says, "No, no way, I died for that person. I covered that sin already. I've forgiven that person."
所以这种事如果在基督徒身上发生了呢，耶稣呢就会跟神说，不要，他说这个人是属我的，我来照着这个人，我已经为他的罪付代价了。Jesus
said, "He's mine. She's mine."
耶稣会说，这个是我的，这姊妹也是属我的。That
one has been forgiven.
这个人已经被赦免过了。Now
that's the power of the word of God.
这就是神话语的大能。Do
you want that power in your life?
你想在你的生命中去有那个大能吗？
The answer is yes, absolutely yes. I want that in my life.
这答案是，当然了，我不用说了。Now,
for those of you who are Christian,
对于你们已经是基督徒的人，
that means you've admitted you're a sinner, you trust Jesus died on the cross for you, and he's paid your debt of sin.
这就是说你已经承认你的过犯，承认你的罪，接受耶稣作为你的救主，然后你的过犯已经被赦免了。
And you made him Lord of your life.
因为这样呢，你让耶稣成为你生命中的主。
Now if you've done that, there's much more in store for you.
如果你做了这个，还有很多的好处都等着给你。The
Bible talks about faith being as small as a mustard seed, and it grows to be bigger and bigger.
圣经里讲的，我们的信心呢，刚开始的时候就像一个芥菜的种子，但它会长得越来越大。Mustard
tree, mustard tree is very big.
所以这个芥菜树可以长得很大。If
it's healthy, it's going to produce fruit. If a tree is healthy, it will produce fruit.
如果这个树呢长得很健康的话，这个树最终呢会结果子。It's
a beautiful image, a big tree making lots of fruit.
这是一个多漂亮的形象景象啊！一个大树会结很多果子。Now
what kind of a fruit does a Christian have?
所以基督徒会结出来什么样的果子呢？
The Bible says the fruits. When I was here at this church, we learned a song, "Fruits of the Spirit." Okay.
对，所以当我以前在这个教会的时候，我们就学过那首歌，叫《圣灵结的果子》。All
the youth kids had to sing it.
你们的小孩们也得学唱这首歌。Even
my kids say the fruit of the spirit is not a coconut. Do you know the song, anybody? Okay.
我的孩子们也学这个，你们还知道这首歌吗？圣灵的果子。The
fruits of the spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, not blowing up. And self-control, not blowing up, right?
Oh, yeah. So kind of shining you from it. Yeah, 圣灵的果子是仁爱、信实、和平，还有什么？忍耐。
Goodness.
还有良善，还有gentleness，就是节制啊，不去爆炸，还有自我控制哈。
Self-control.
节制，自我节制啊。
我以前也会背的，就是就是。
Those are, it's really hard to translate all those words, at one time. The fruits of the spirit are really good.
所以这个圣灵的果子是真的非常好。
Do you have them in your life?
你的生命中有这些果子吗？
Do you have all of them?
你这些果子你都有吗？
Are they in abundance?
他们很丰富吗？
Probably not, right?
很可能不是吧。
Pick one of them that you don't have. Ask God to help cultivate that fruit in your life.
先选一个果子你现在还没有的，让祈求神让在你的身体，在你的生命中呢，去培养这个果子。
And as you grow, pick another one, and pick another one, and make those grow. Let God let those grow in your life.
随着你成长的过程，逐步的再找一个，再选一个果子，再选一个果子，你就越来越多的果子。
Trust God, He will make the miracle happen in your life.
相信神，神在你的生命中呢会做神迹。
He can do it.
他会做好事情。
He will do it.
他一定会做。
He wants to do it.
他也想做。
When we have the fruits in our life, people can see Jesus in our life.
所以如果我们生命中有了这些果子，别人就会在我们的身上看到基督。
We become more and more like Jesus.
所以我们就会变得越来越像耶稣。
Just as a fruit tree's purpose is to produce fruit, our purpose is to produce fruit as well.
就像是一个树，它的目标是结果子，我们人生的目标也是结属灵的果子。
If you're not producing fruit, something's wrong.
如果你没有结出果子，那就出问题了。
The Bible talks about this too.
圣经讨论过这个，圣经说过这个事。
There's a parable. A farmer says to the landowner, "This tree is not working. It's not producing fruit. Let me have one more year. Let me put fertilizer. Let me tend to it. If it doesn't produce fruit, I will cut it, throw it away."
那个是圣经里面的一个预言，一个地主跟一个农夫说，你种的这个，你种的东西它不结果子。这个农夫就跟地主说，再给我一年的时间，如果到时候这些庄稼还不结果子，我就把它们都砍了。
Don't be the plant that doesn't produce anything.
所以别做那个不产生果子的植物。
If you're sitting there in the chair thinking about this, just submit to Jesus. Ask Him to produce that fruit in your life.
所以你要如果坐在你的椅子上在想这个事儿的话，就是想一想怎么去顺服耶稣，所以果子可以长出来。
Let the word of God generate faith in your heart.
所以让神的话在你的心里产生信心。
The Bible says you were dead in your sins, but then you're made alive in Christ.
所以圣经说了，你是在过犯中、罪恶中死了，但是呢，又借着神的话，你又活过来。
In conclusion, let me give you one more example about the power of the Word of God.
所以作为总结呢，让我再给你关于神的话的力量的再给一个例子。
Before Jesus went up to heaven, he told his disciples a very important command.
在耶稣升天以前，他给了他的门徒一个非常重要的使命。
He said, "Tell everybody about the resurrection. Tell people close by and far away."
告诉每一个人关于就是耶稣的复活，给近的人说，也给远住的远的人说。
We call this the Great Commission.
我们管这个叫大使命。
It's recorded in all four Gospels and even in the Book of Acts.
因为这个大使命在四部福音书里面都有记载，而且在《使徒行传》里面也有记载。
Five times in the Bible, the Great Commission is given.
所以在圣经里说了五遍这个关于这个大使命。
Jesus spoke to his disciples to take this charge of the good news to the ends of the earth.
所以耶稣呢给他的门徒说过要去在全世界做这个大使命。
Those 11 disciples made more disciples.
所以那十一个最初的使徒呢又发展了很多很多门徒。
They shared with more people.
他们跟很多的人分享。
The church started in Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, then it spread to places like Antioch.
所以这个教会呢起源于耶路撒冷，然后传播到了犹大、撒玛利亚，又到了安提阿。
In Antioch, they were first called Christians.
安提阿就是那个基督徒这个名字最先出现的地方。
Sorry about this, but after Antioch, it went to other places like Alexandria, Ephesus, Corinth, and Rome.
Okay.
Alexandria?
Yeah. 去了亚历桑亚亚历桑大亚历桑亚历亚亚历山大去了亚历山大以弗所Corinth 哥林多和罗马。
The church grew.
这个教会一直在发展。
Christians were persecuted. They were slaughtered by the thousands.
所以基督徒呢在那个时候被迫害也被成千成千的屠杀。
As persecution grew, the church began to spread more and more.
所以随着这个迫害越是多越是增加基督徒教会的发展就越好。
The church then spread to the barbarians in Europe.
所以那个时候这个教会就发展到了当时还是蛮夷的欧洲。
North Africa had a strong church.
当时在北非也有一个很强大的教会。
It spread east to the Arabian Peninsula.
它也又往传到了 which peninsula where?
Arabian.
阿拉伯半岛 yes.
It spread far as maybe even India early on.
它接着向东传，可能就传到了印度。
Following the Great Silk Road, the Jesuits took the gospel all the way to Beijing.
就沿着这个丝绸之路，他们可能一直传到了北京。
Following the coast of Africa, the church spread.
所以在非洲呢，这个教这个福音也在广传。
But then, if we go through history, the church grew very big. But then, the power of the word of God started to change people's hearts.
所以看在这个教会的历史上呢，教会发展，但神的话语也在改变人心。
Martin Luther, hearing the word of God, says.We need to change.
马丁路德呢就听到神的话说我们需要在教会里有一些改变。
They said, we got to start teaching people in the local language, not Latin. We need to do German and French and everything else.
所以他开始说我们需要给当地的人用当地的语言来传福音而不是用统一的拉丁语。
So later, the church moved to spread to North America.
所以后来呢这个教会呢就广传到北美。
The American church or North American church has taken the gospel to South America, to Sub-Saharan Africa, to East Asia again.
所以这个北美的教会呢，又把福音传到南美，传到撒哈拉以南的非洲，又传到了亚洲。
The power of the word of God has changed one life after another after another.
所以神话语的大能呢，就是一个又接着一个，改变人的生命。
It continues to spread.
到今天它还是一直在传播。
At some point, maybe even this morning, it has come all the way from Jesus' command to your ears.
所以在某个时点，或许就是今天早晨，它从当初耶稣的给出大使命，到最终进到你的耳朵里。
The gospel continues to travel. It has reached your ears.
所以这个
Through multiple generations, it has reached your ears.
这个福音呢一直被广传，然后今天呢，通过这样无数的世代的传播，进到了你的耳朵里。
Are you listening to it?
你在听吗
？Will you let it reach your heart and generate faith?
你想让这个福音进到你的心里，然后你就有信心吗
？Will you let it convict you to follow Jesus?
你想去委身去跟从耶稣吗
？He has a purpose and a plan for your life.
耶稣有一个旨意，也有一个目的在你身上。
Paul says at the end of Ephesians in chapter 5, verses 14, he says, "Awake, O sleeper, arise from the dead."
所以保罗呢，在以弗所书五章十四节快结束的时候说，醒来吧，你们这些睡着的人，因为从死里复活。
Pretty powerful verse.
这是一个非常有力量的经节。
If you want to follow Jesus, please see me or another minister after church.
如果你想跟从耶稣，请一会儿过来见我或者找见教会的其他领导。
Let someone explain to you what it means to be a Christian.
让人跟你解释作为基督徒意味着什么。
This is a good time to answer those questions.
这是一个很好的时间去回答你可能有的各种问题。
If you've already made that decision in your life,
如果你已经做了那个决定,
let me encourage you to let the word of God generate fruit, can generate faith in your life.
我愿意鼓励你，让神的话语持续在你生命中结属灵的果子。
Continue to grow, continue to produce fruit.
所以让愿你的灵命呢持续增长，持续的结出果子。
Thank you for your time this morning.
好，谢谢你们的时间。
我们谢谢 Zach Jones 给我们这篇带着神的大能的正道。Thank you for the powerful sermon. 我们唱一首回应诗歌，诗歌本上第213首，请大家起立 ，Please arise, we sing this response song, hymns book number 213, 因他活着 ，because he lives.